It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau. New Mexico environmental regulators will continue monitoring Los Alamos National Laboratory and Sandia National Laboratories in Albuquerque under a grant renewed by the U.S. Energy Department. Federal officials say that the five-year grant provides a mechanism for independent monitoring at the labs and assures information is made about the health, safety, and environmental effects of certain activities at the lab. The State Environment Department and the Energy Department have a similar agreement for monitoring the federal government's underground nuclear waste repository in southeastern New Mexico. A researcher in San Antonio is trying to figure out if tweaking a medicine used to treat the brain cancer that killed Senator John McCain and former Vice President Joe Biden's son could prolong lives. Texas Public Radio's Bonnie Petrie has more.
During the Biden Cancer Summit this month, Joe Biden's wife, Jill, described the brain tumor that killed their son, Beau.
It weakens your body. It takes your speech, even your memories. It's persistent.
And she said, it does its damage quickly.
The average survival time after diagnosis is only 14 months.
Beau Biden had glioblastoma, as did John McCain. Right now, there's not much doctors can do for patients with glioblastoma, but treat the symptoms it causes. But cancer researcher Andrew Brenner at UT Health San Antonio's Mays Cancer Center has an idea. If he modified Avastin, the drug they used to treat those symptoms, could that help patients live longer?
So the goal is to improve survival, to increase longevity for patients with glioblastoma by adding a very specific targeted molecule to inhibit metabolism in the cancer cell.
Slower metabolism means slower growth. But what's really interesting about this research, aside from the fact that it could eventually add precious days or months to the lives of someone with glioblastoma, is that Brenner and his team are repurposing a drug they already use that's already FDA approved. Brenner says while researchers are always looking for new ways to treat and cure diseases, they've always got their eyes open for new ways to use old medicines.
We're always trying to take an out-of-the-box approach. We're not just trying to think, well, what's a drug and what can we give it to this tumor and kill it, right? So we're trying to think a little bit ahead, trying to think more three-dimensionally in terms of what's happening in the brain with those tumor cells and how they're adapting.
And how doctors can make the human body less hospitable to cancer development and growth.
So if we can find their Achilles heel, that's what we're looking for.
Brenner's study at UT Health San Antonio, exploring whether using modified Avastin prolongs the lives of those with glioblastoma, should be done in about 6 months. In San Antonio, I'm Bonnie Petrie.
In more news, a national nonprofit organization has been in Las Cruces for 45 years. Emily Guerra has more.
When AARP began 60 years ago, it was known as American Association of Retired Persons to advocate on behalf of retired educators. Currently, there are 38 million members nationally and 300,000 members in New Mexico. 45 years ago, AARP came to Las Cruces. Volunteer president of the Las Cruces chapter and member of the AARP State Executive Council, David Lynch, says AARP is not just for seniors. They do advocacy work for all age groups.
There are some priorities that we're working on. For instance, maintaining the medical deduction and not raising that. Also, caregiving. The food stamp program. Those are all important things for our community at a national level. At the state level, we advocate a lot for caregivers and also for work and save. And work and save covers a lot more than just seniors. We're looking for the people that are getting out of college to ensure that they have a way to have automatic savings when they start work. About 67% of New Mexico employers do not have automatic savings plans. And we want to put together some legislation that would put the state in a position to be able to offer that to those specific employers.
The Las Cruces AARP chapter does not have a local office, but they do have a presence at the downtown farmers market every first Saturday of the month, and they meet every third Wednesday of the month with special presentations. The guest speaker at their next meeting on October 17th will be Las Cruces Police Department Chief Patrick Gallagher at 2 p.m. at Peace Lutheran Church, 1701 East Missouri Avenue. You can listen to the entire interview with David Lynch on KRWG.org and Facebook. To listen, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.